Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th canto, Hiranyakasipu, terrorizes the universe, text 42. Kvachit
utpalakastasnen.
Kvachit utpalakastasnen.
Kvachit utpalakastasnen.
Aste sansparsanirita.
Aste sansparsanirita.
Aspanda pranayananda.
Aspanda pranayananda.
Salila militikshana.
Salila militikshana.
Kvachit.
Kvachit.
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Utpulaka.
Utpulaka.
With the hairs of his body standing on end. Trisnim, completely silent. Aste, remains. Sansparsanirita. Feeling great joy by contact with the Lord. Aspanda, steady. Pranayananda. Due to transcendental bliss from a relationship of love.
Due to transcendental bliss from a relationship with the Lord.
Salila.
Salila.
Filled with tears.
Filled
with tears. Aminita.
Aminita.
Half closed.
Half closed.
Ikshana.
Ikshana.
Whose eyes?
Whose eyes?
Translation. Sometimes, feeling the touch of the Lord's lotus hands, he became spiritually jubilant and remained silent. His hair standing on end and tears gliding down from his half-closed eyes because of his love for the Lord. Purport. When a devotee feels separation from the Lord, he becomes eager to see where the Lord is. And sometimes when he feels pangs of separation, tears flow incessantly from his half-closed eyes. As stated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his success that Yugyayitam Yivisena Saksusa Prabhisayitam. The word Saksusa Prabhisayitam refers to tears falling incessantly from the devotee's eyes. These symptoms, which appear in pure devotional ecstasy, were visible in the body of Prahlad Maharaj. Om Agyanati Mirandasya Jinandana Salakya Shakshuritam Yena Dasnai Shiguru Devana Chaitanya Mano Vistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Pranaya Rati Svatantikam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakti Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. That's better for the back, if I sit like this and then after I get back home. Thank you very much. It's appreciated. So such a devotee, Prahlad Maharaj, was, it is described, completely absorbed in transcendental happiness. Pra for prakrista rupena, completely, and alad means great happiness. So his name indicates also Prahlad, the one who is absorbed in great happiness. Because he was always, at all times, remembering Krishna. Injunction in scripture is smartavyam satatam vishnu vismartavyam na jatasit sarvavini nisegur shu etayur etikinkaram. All the rules and regulations of the scripture serve one principle, and that principle is to always remember Krishna and never forget him. So Prahlad Maharaj is the personification of that principle. He is basically always remembering Krishna, even in situations where one might be distracted. For example, when Prahlad Maharaj was thrown in a pit of snakes, I mean, that's the time when people start to think of snakes and not of Krishna. Or they threw him in hot oil. And Prahlad just remained fixed, no matter what they did to him. He always remained fixed on the Supreme Lord, and as a result, the Supreme Lord saved him and protected him. So yes, that is the nature of Prahlad, of a devotee, of a pure devotee. So it is said that Praladu Janaku Vismu Balir Vyasaki Vayam. There are 12 Mahajans, and Prahlad is one of them. So we have to we look at these Mahajans as our role models, and we cannot imitate, we cannot be like Prahlad. We forget, we are not always blissful, our hairs are not standing on end, and so on. But at least not naturally. But whatever it may be, we are somehow or other taking shelter in Prahlad. Just by hearing about Prahlad, one becomes purified, and one also develops a little bit of increase in one's attachment to Krishna. Therefore, we hear about Prahlad and his pastimes and all these great personalities. They are like not just that we look at them as an example, but just hearing about them as the power to destroy sinful activities, remnants of sinful activities within the heart. And therefore, we change. So by hearing about Prahlad Maharaj, we actually change and we become different personalities. We become devotees. So this is our, that is why we are happy to discuss Prahlad. Prahlad is famous for his prayers. In one of his prayers, Prahlad is saying, Swasti astu visvasya, let there be auspiciousness in the entire universe, and let all envious people become pacified, so that there can be peace in the universe, and or auspiciousness in all of the universe. So that is an amazing prayer, actually. It says, like Ravindra Swarup Prabhu, he likes to tell that in New York, after that incident with the World Trade Towers, that was a big blow for America. And then they had a prayer session, and Ravindra Swarup went there on behalf of our movement, and he gave this prayer of Prahlad. Let, you know, there be auspiciousness throughout the entire universe, and that all envious personalities become pacified. And everyone thought that this was the most amazing prayer. All people understood. There were readings from different scriptures. Some were reading from, whatever scriptures they were reading. But this scripture, this prayer, everyone was saying, this is truly the prayer for the occasion. This is the issue. The envious people in the universe are causing so much disturbance. If people were not envious of each other, then things would be very, very different. Envy does not just mean that we are trying to get what other people have. That's one type of envy. We get jealous of what our neighbor has. Like, I'll tell you an envious story. That there was a man one day, he found a spirit in a bottle, and the cork was there, the spirit spoke through the bottle, and the spirit said that if you let me out of this bottle, I will give you anything you desire. But your neighbor will get double. Anyway, he let the spirit out of the box, out of the bottle, and he asked for a palace, and he got a palace. And then next door, there was this monster of a palace. It was like just too much. It was twice as big as and twice as high also. And the worst part of it was it was blocking the sunlight. At least for a good part of the day. That is really like annoying.
very annoying.
Once he called for the spirit, and he asked that his palace would be made twice as high. And next thing, the palace of the neighbor also twice as high. It was getting too much. He became depressed. He started to suffer from great depression. Then one day, he thought. He called for the spirit, and he said, "I want that you take one of my eyes." From that day on, he was very happy. So it's an envious story. It shows envy. Srila Prabhupada said that an envious person becomes unhappy when someone else is happy. And he becomes happy when someone else is in misery. Then he becomes happy. But that is not all that there is to envy. Another aspect of envy is that we don't let anybody live, that we don't give people any space to live. Everyone should be given space. We all have taken birth in this world, and anyone who's taken birth in the world has a right to exist and has a right for some space. Prahlad was such a non-envious person. His father was quite envious, obviously. So this is the situation where Nirvatsaram Satam. If this transcendental knowledge of Krishna is available to those who are non-envious, that is very much emphasized. So something to practice. Envy goes very deep. But envy means a negative attitude towards others. Yeah? You think, you know, who is this? Strange. Anybody who's different from us is strange. Who is this person? That's all nourished by envy. So in this way, we must understand that is very far-reaching, envy and jealousy. And we truly have to be positive towards others, to be liberal with others, to tolerate. They're different. Everybody's different. Nobody is like us. Everybody is different. But some people are a little more similar. Oh yes, they're my friends. It says that friendship exists between equals. That is, says the more things people have in common, Srila Prabhupada explains, the more things they have in common, the more friendship develops. Naturally. So I'm not exactly saying. It's like, says the friend of the king is not an ordinary man, Prabhupada said. He also has special qualities. Cannot be the friend of a king. So in this way, communities stick together in this way. Age groups stay together, and in this way, birds of a feather flock together. Yeah. But that doesn't help. That doesn't help to unite the world. How is the world going to come together if all birds of the same feather flock together and all look at the other birds like strange birds? Only birds like us we will accept. That is not the spiritual platform. The spiritual platform is Vijja Vinaya Sampane Brahmana Gavini Hasti Sunichaya Swapaka Pandita Sama Darshinaha. To see with equal vision. To see all with equal vision. It is said to see a Brahmana, to see a dog eater and a dog, an elephant, or a chandala, to see all with equal eyes. That's a big difference. A chandala, a dog eater. I have seen in Calcutta, I have seen under the Howrah flyover bridge, that I have seen I was chowing me at night going that way, and I walked past the this flyover bridge, Howrah flyover bridge, and there was a leper colony, and a dog was sleeping, and their hands were damaged, the fingers sort of like stumps. One took a big rock, and his dog was sleeping, and it just killed it, bam, right in front of me. And then later, I walked past, and I had to go on, do something. But later, I came back, and they were eating the dog. They cooked the dog. It's intense, sinful. How can this be? So open, so far. And then, how can Bhagavad Gita say, Vijavinaya Sampane Brahma Gavini Hastini Suni Chaya Swapakacha Pandita Samadarshina? That the humble and learned sage sees all with equal vision, even such a chandala with equal vision. How is this possible? How can the humble sage see like that? How? Such a humble sage is really not envious. Everyone else is walking past saying, "Oh, look at these lepers. Oh, they are terrible people. Oh, look at them." You know, I'm just saying, but the humble learned sage, according to the words of Krishna, is not acting in that way. He is seeing with equal vision because he sees the soul. He sees the soul. And he sees, here is a soul now in this body, and oh, this soul has become so covered by tamagun, by the lower mode of nature, that this soul has now come, fallen to this condition, but still a spirit soul. And every spirit soul can be awakened, and every spirit soul can be engaged in the service of Krishna. Therefore, even these people can be changed and can become devotees of Krishna. Everyone can become a devotee of Krishna. That is the point. Pandita Samadarshina. Therefore, everyone gets the opportunity. Not that we are necessarily treating the tiger in the same way as we treat the deer. We're a little more careful with the tiger. When a man walks around, I was in New York City, and our temple is in a somewhat heavy area in New York, a lot of crime, and I saw one man walking around with a big wrench, this big, at 6 in the morning. And he came sort of our direction. I decided to go inside. And no, maybe I'll go inside, because I don't think he's a plumber. He didn't. I didn't think that he was a plumber. I thought that possibly the wrench was being used for other things than fixing pipes. Very big. That is the situation. So, Pandita Samadarshina, we see all equal, and yet we are also seeing different on the bodily platform. But everyone is eligible for devotional service. Not that only those who have taken birth in very qualified families, devotees, in our family, in our gotra, vegetarian for the last 1 million years, since Satyayuga. Since Satyayuga, my family line is vegetarian. That is very nice for your family. And what have you done for Krishna? What have you done for Krishna? Not the family, but what have you done for Krishna? That is the question. One cannot claim fame. Yes, say, I'm from this family. My father was a great man. Nice. And what about you? What did you do? When the father was a great man, it is a great blessing. I'm not arguing with that. Of course, it's very nice to have a father who is very nice. But even one who has taken his birth in a family which was not great, even that person can be great. And the proof is here today in this verse, because Prahlad was the son of Hiranyakasipu, and Hiranyakasipu was not exactly a great person. But he was a great devotee. Yeah. Ravana is a Rakshasa, is eating human beings, but that's not exactly vegetarian. But his brother, Vibhishana, was a saintly, he was a saintly person and became a saintly king. So just see these things. Ultimately, yasya lakshanam purtam pumsa vanidivijanjakam yad anyata vidrishyeta tuktenai vaviniyadise. A person must be judged by the laksham, by the qualities. By the qualities. Yes. Krishna also says, Chaturvarnam mayasrishtam guna karma vibhavasa. He says guna. He says there are four classes of people created by me. Chaturvarnam mayasrishtam. Shrishtam is created. So four classes are created by me. He doesn't say janma karma vibhavasa by birth. No. Guna karma vibhavasa by quality. So by behavior. Naturally, we have the example of Magrari the hunter. His father was a hunter. So one day Narada saw this Magrari, and Magrari had been half killing animals. So Narada saw these animals in great pain, suffering. He said, "Who did this?" Then he met this hunter. He said to this hunter, "What are you doing? You're half killing the animals." He said, "They're suffering so much." He said, "Oh, you're a sage. What do you want? You want a skin? You want deer skin or tiger skin? I will give. No problem. But now get out of the way because I am, the animals are escaping." Narada said, no. What you are doing is very cruel. Why are you half killing the animals? This is very sinful. This is more. He said, "I'm a hunter." Narada says, killing them is one thing, but in this way, you make them suffer so much. This is more sinful. He said, "I learned it from my father. He used to do like this. I learned it from him. Yeah, it's fun." And so it was like, but Narada made him see that it was cruel and sinful. So the hunter was ready to change. He was ready to change. But Narada tested him and said, "All right, you change. Cut the string of your bow. So, we are ready to accept anyone from any background, but they have to cut the string of their bow. They have to change. Not that it carries on. Then that we will not accept. No. Everyone has to. They have to cut the string of their bow. They have to cut the string of the sinful activity. Then, yes, doesn't matter. Past is gone. Finished. Now, Magrari had become a devotee. Magrari said, "But if I cut the string of my bow, how will I maintain? It's my livelihood." "Don't worry," Narada said. "I will arrange for your livelihood." Then, the hunter cut the string of his bow. He became a devotee. He settled in a little cottage outside the village. His wife also. And together they lived like devotees in the whole village area. And everyone was saying, "Have you heard? Have you heard? This hunter, the very cruel one, he has become a devotee." No, the hunter, really? That's amazing. Everyone went to see. And in India, it is the custom. You bring something for the deity. You bring something for the sadhu. So people brought so much. The hunter said, "Why is Narada sending so much? He said he would maintain us, but he's sending so much. It's too much. We can't eat all of this. It's too much. What do we do with this? He's sending too much." So it is a fact. When we are relying on Krishna, that we don't have to worry. The more we rely on principles of purity, the more everything will be taken care of, because Krishna and his devotees will naturally take care. And that is how it is, because devotees, they help each other. Devotees, the best health assurance is the association of devotees. the best insurance in the world. Previously, it wasn't like this, you know. Nowadays, we have the impersonal system. You know, you have your, it's with the government, you have your health insurance. In the past, people also had health insurance from the family. It worked. It wasn't that people were dying any more than they're dying now. They died of different things. Now they die of cancer, then they were dying of some other disease. What's the difference? Actually. So, how much has life really improved? I don't know. I see some, in India, in the villages, I see some old men, and they're 85 years, and they climb over a wall. You look here and here, you see, you know, some 85-year-old man, on the airport, they're always in the wheelchairs. They can hardly walk. So, but if you every day drink milk from the cow, real milk, well, get strong, get some muscles. If you have to cut some firewood, if you have to get some water from the well, you might even get muscles. Nowadays, people only get muscles in their fingers from typing on the keyboard. That's all very, it's the only muscles they have. The fingers, they're very strong muscles. But the rest, no muscles left. So what time are we living? Because we are not satisfied within. And therefore we need more and more toys. And more toys to play with. More and more. Because we're not satisfied in our heart. That is the problem. So that's why we take a little time for Srimad Bhagavatam in the morning, because Srimad Bhagavatam describes other type of personalities. Personalities who are satisfied within themselves. Atmarama samuniru nirganti apyarukame. They are atmaramas. They are personalities who are satisfied within, because they're dedicated. Then you don't need so much. Something everyone needs. Like, it's a little cold, we want something warm. That this is, it's getting summer. So, what to say? Some facilities need. Just to stay healthy, but how much further? And okay, not just healthy, a little comfortable, a little variety, something, you know. Can't eat the same every day, some days you want some variety, that's okay. But how far do we want to go? How far do we want to go? You can see in the city, all these things you can buy in the shops to eat, made of chemicals. Different colors, different things. This ice cream, that drink, this drink, you know. And people, like America is the country where this is going on even more. Australia is following America. And America has a big problem. That people, they call it, the problem in America is obesity, right? Which is a nice word for everyone's getting fat. Fat like anything. That's the fact. It's a big problem that American people are getting fat. No wonder. If you look at the statistics, they use 10 times more butter, 10 times more sugar, 10 times more everything than anybody else. Yeah, then you become fat. And heart attacks and all these things. So, because we're looking for satisfaction outside. But the devotee is very satisfied with simple things. The other day we were in Melbourne, and we went one day on the last Sunday. It was beautiful weather, and we went to the farm and to worship the cows. So there were like maybe some 300-400 devotees, and we went for worship of the cows and. We didn't have much, you know. in a simple sound system. There was a play. It was nice. It was a little difficult to hear because the sound wasn't so clear. But anyway, got it. And if you looked at the whole festival, not much money spent, actually. But everyone was happy because we worshipped the cows. That was nice. There was a play and they put some effort. It was nice. It was nice for Salem. So what more do you want? Right? And everything was fine. We sat outside on the grass. We're happy to sit there. Simple. Satisfied with simple things. That is the result of being satisfied within. But when we're never satisfied within, then we always want more and more and more. Like, do you have an iPhone? A 5 or a 4? Or a 3? Gosh.
The 6 has just come out of my garage.
No, I was going to say, how can you live? How can you live? You have a 4, a 3? You don't have a 6 yet. You haven't. No. And maybe you should get both 6s. A small 6 and big 6 in one pocket. Because sometimes a small phone is handy. And other times, a big one is really necessary. Now, I think you need both. What do you think? Yes. I think so. Yes. And next year, you're going to buy iPhone 7 for me. Yeah, sure. Cost a fortune. Gotta work the whole year for the phone. No problem. We'll give it to you on lay-by. You can pay. Pay later. Buy now, pay later. No problem. You've heard of the devil? And then the one with the horns and the tail. Buy now, pay later. Sell your soul. So, what foolishness. Because we're not satisfied. Buy now, pay later. So here we see Prahlad was just worshipping Krishna and he was fully satisfied. He was free from fear, he was very happy and blissful and basically had everything he desired, you could desire in life. And that is Krishna consciousness. All right, with that I'll stop. If there are any questions, any comments, I'll try to answer them.
Maharaj, you mentioned about like we accept everyone, but then we also be careful, like you deal with the tiger as in a different way and deer in a
different way.
So how do we kind of in...
Equal to everyone?
Yeah.
We give mercy to the tiger also. We give mercy to everyone. Everyone deserves the mercy. Everyone deserves a chance to connect to Krishna. So we also give mercy to the tiger. But we're not going to just let the tiger eat us. That also, that's the point. Lots of mercy. Here's some mercy. Here's some prasad. You can eat me. That's not a good idea. We give the tiger some prasad, but we keep a fence between us and the tiger. That's all. Because he hasn't yet fully realized devotional principles. That's the problem. The tiger first has to go through the bhakta program and, you know, become trained, and when he's trained and so on, and has become a vegetarian, and you are sure, then, you know, okay, we're ready to sit with him in the same room. Keep an eye on him still. But after some time, no problem. A stranger comes in and says, that's a tiger! No, no, he's a devotee. Doesn't have a fly. But takes some time. We were in Vrindavan, in the temple, and we were taking prasadam in the temple. Yeah. And the temple has a courtyard and a tree in the courtyard, and there's a net over the courtyard to keep the birds and the monkeys out. Yeah. So, but the tree, it grew a bit through the net, and the branches made damaged the net and made a hole that we didn't know. And then one day, just as we came to the end of serving prasadam, many devotees had already left, but some were still sitting there. They were all sitting in rows and were serving with buckets, you know, traditional system. And then one monkey came down and sat down in front of an empty plate. Very peaceful. So what to do? We served it prasadam. And then monkey nicely eating. And then after, the monkey left. My children, such monkeys. Such monkeys are not ordinary monkeys. They are devotee monkeys. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is a description how Sivananda Sen every year would take the devotees from Bengal to Jagannath Puri to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So there's a whole group of devotees going, and then at one point this dog started to follow the devotees, and it wouldn't leave, and it just came. So Sivananda Sen said, this dog is a devotee. Yeah? So okay, so all right, then we must look after this dog also. So he looked after the dog. And then one day Sivananda Sen had to go to arrange something, because they had to pay some taxes somewhere for such a large group, Chungi, it's called, like that kind of stuff. So he was busy in some office, and when he came back, the servants had looked after the dog, and the dog was gone. They were already very close to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so the next day they reached in Puri, and they came. When Sivananda Sen came to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he saw the dog sitting with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was feeding coconut pulp to the dogs, to that dog. Immediately, Sivananda Sen offered his obeisances to the dog for all the offenses that he might have committed to the dog, that he had not treated that dog as a devotee. He said, like, all along, just looking, some dog, but now it's a devotee. He said, Mahaprabhu is personally feeding me. So he offered obeisances to the dog. So this is Pandita Samadharsha, you know, to have that vision, to appreciate. Everyone can become a devotee, everyone. But they need a bhakti program. Any other question? Finished. All right, thank you so much. So you can come back tomorrow if you want. We'll again have some more discussion, and you can bring friends, families, invite people, so we fill up the temple. That would be nice. Thank you.
Texting lots of people this morning to come.
Oh.
You came. And for tomorrow. Are you back on for Saturday again?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, some communication issues, but with the schedule at the beginning. I didn't know about the second part of the schedule until I came last week. I had already. It's a little overloaded. I noticed that some things I don't want to do will really start cancelling the tour.
Thank you for trying to appreciate it.
Yeah.